Diogenes searches the world for honest mechanic. 17 July 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Manchester, England. You see David Strayhorn from a distance, standing with a clipboard beside the propped up hood of a 1985 Nissan Sentra. It's a gray morning, and very little light penetrates the 39-year-old mechanic's garage, but Strayhorn can see just fine. His customer has a lantern hanging overhead. "Yeah, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's your transmission," Strayhorn tells the tall, bearded man, staring steadily, almost menacingly at him. The lantern does not shake. "It's sucking in metal from the rest of the engine, and that's what's causing your problem," Strayhorn continues, not looking at his customer. "It's probably going to cost you about £1,000. The customer does not move at first. Then the lantern falls, the hood is closed, and the car goes out again. "My car does not need a new transmission any more than a lady needs a necklace of pearls or a diamond ring," says Diogenes of Sinope, as his car lurches down the highway. "At best, it needs a transmission flush." The self-described philosopher of Greek of Turkish descent has been taking his 22-year-old vehicle to automotive shops throughout the world, trying to find an honest mechanic who will diagnose the real problem with his car. Quote, "Mechanics content themselves with poking and prodding," unquote, Diogenes says as his vehicle stalls out. Quote, "But nobody shows any emulation in pursuit of virtue," unquote. Diogenes has taken his vehicle to mechanics in Greece, Sicily, Pennsylvania, New York City, none of whom, the philosopher says, have been straightforward with him about his car troubles. "Bearded smelly guy, right?" says Mike Lanely of Lanely's Garage in Maspeth, New York. "Sure, I remember him. He had a busted taillight. I told him his whole electrical system had to be rebuilt. That got him pretty mad for some reason. He told me something was wrong with his radiator," says Andy Balboni of E.C. Sizemore's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. "I could see he just needed a new cap, but you know how it goes. I suggested that we had to rebuild his whole system, and he yelled, 'The steam of sacred coolant runs backwards to its source,' and drove off." Diogenes' quest has been described as cynical by some, but Diogenes himself remains upbeat. Dismissing criticism that he has an old car that has run out of life. "Why so?" he says as he beats furiously on his steering wheel and curses out an elderly driver in front of him. "It has run a long distance. Ought it to stop when it is near the end and not press on?" Though many sympathizers with his quest, some mechanics argue that Diogenes has made his troubles worse with his unorthodox views of car maintenance. Bill Jablonski's of Ed's Garage in Manayunk, Pennsylvania, said he saw Diogenes' problem as soon as he brought his car in. "No oil in the car whatsoever," he said. "So I told Diogenes to get some single weight. Then he started, well, touching himself in front of me, and I yelled, 'What the hell are you doing?' And he said, 'If only I could fill my oil pan by rubbing it.'" Strayhorn, while standing by his transmission diagnosis, said he found several onions stuffed in the gas tank. "I suppose that's not necessarily dangerous, but boy, it's weird," he said. Diogenes believes his quest was nearing an end. As he yells to a deer to get out of his headlights, he pulls the car into the first automotive shop he sees. There are several rusted out hulks on the outside. Diogenes pulls in next to them and goes inside. A moment later, he emerges. "So," says the mechanic, "where's your car?" "I am looking for my car among these vehicles, but I cannot tell it from the car of a slave," he replies. This has been Reverend Simulator with UnNews in One Take. thank you for being tortured.